So we left off yesterday. We were discussing this principle of mechitza she'en nikaros. The reason why we were discussing mechitza she'en nikaros because the Ran used this as a model to explain that there is sometimes a discrepancy between the standard of mechitza shulcha Shabbos and the standard of mechitza shulcha Sukkah. The Ran was really talking about just.
Rebbe, you're muted.
So, the Ran's major goal, primary goal, was to show you that there's a difference between the standard mechitzas for Shabbos and for Chesukah vis-a-vis Tiras HaPesach. To illustrate this, so the Ran showed you that there is a similar distinction vis-a-vis mechitzas she'en nikaros, that if you have a block of wood in the middle of the street, so that block of wood goes all the way up to Shemayim. That's considered to be Rishus HaYochid Gomer. Whereas in Hilchos Sukkah, that would not be an acceptable dofen, not acceptable mechitza, because be'inu mechitza nikaros v'leika. So we pointed out that other Rishonim disagreed, the Ramban, the Chaim, so the Ramban disagreed, but within the world of the Ran, there is a model of a difference between mechitza v'Shabbos and mechitza v'Sukkah. But now, the Ritva in Magini Maseches Sukkah also goes down the route of the Ran, that there is a difference, but the Ritva gets a little bit nervous. He thinks, don't think that for Shabbos purposes, you don't need any heker whatsoever. That's not true. There is a difference between Sukkah and Shabbos, but even in Shabbos, there is some degree of heker that's necessary. What exactly does that mean? So the Ritva poses that challenge that we began to speak a little bit about at the end of the show yesterday, the challenge of the Gemara Eivet Daf Chavez. Why isn't the whole world Rosh Hashanah Yochid? The whole world is surrounded by different natural mechitzas. Whenever you have any body of water, you have the Atlantic Ocean on one side, the Pacific Ocean on the other side. So you have a great drop, continental shovels, whatever you want to call them. That should serve as a mechitza. So the entire North America should be one big Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The entire Asia should be one big Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The entire Europe should be one big Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Well, every continent, Australia, everything should be Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So obviously that's absurd. Why is it absurd? So it's a little bit unclear why it's absurd. So comes the Ritva, the seventh Ramban Kovetz, and says, I'll tell you why. The reason why it's absurd is, let's take a look at, we'll pick it up from two lines at the bottom of the seventh Ramban Kovetz. Alavade de mechitzas hayom lo chashiva mechitzas, lefi she'ein niros v'nikaros, ve'ein ha'odam roa atzlo besoch mechitzas b'mari harav. Quotes the Ritva in the name of the Ra'ah, that when you have a mechitza that you're not even aware that you're surrounded by, if you were to ask an average person that, okay, now I'm sitting in my sukkah in Bergenfield, New Jersey, do I realize that I'm surrounded on all sides by mechitzas? Where are the mechitzas? I have to be in my sukkah. But I don't know where my mechitzas. So your mechitzas are the continental shelf of the Atlantic Ocean. And the other mechitzas 3,000 miles away on the West Coast. Those are your mechitzas. It's a joke. Said people don't view themselves. Any of them roa atzim besoch mechitzas. Says the Ritva, says the Ra'ah, that a mechitza that's not roya other besoch mechitzas nishke mechitza even for Shabbos purposes. Now the Ritva is quick to point out that is not the same as mechitza she'en nikaros of sukkah davdal rabeis. Because remember the Ritva said that the din of mechitza she'en nikaros is only a psul in uchas sukkah. It's not a psul in uchas Shabbos. So how can the Ritva turn around and say, oh, but by the way, even in Shabbos, there's a din of mechitza she'en nikaros? So the answer is clearly that there are two different standards of mechitza she'en nikaros. The term mechitza she'en nikaros does not mean the same thing in both contexts. Over the difference is as follows. When a person is sitting on top of an umud, he's got tzchach suspended in midair, he's sitting on top of this pillar, on top of this block of wood. So the Gemara calls that mechitza she'en nikaros. Why is that? The person doesn't know that he has walls around him. He just looks over his shoulder. He sees he's sitting on a 10 tefach tall pillar. So, of course, he's aware that he's there. The problem is that from his vantage point, those mechitzas are not recognizable. If he just looks straight in each direction, he doesn't see the mechitzas. He's got to look down, roll to the mechitzas. Those are what's called mechitzas sheni karos. So the mechitzas are known. They're just not technically visible. So those kinds of mechitzas that are known to exist, it's just that they're not visible, those mechitzas part ways Shabbos and Milchus Sukkah. In Shabbos, those mechitzas are effective. In Sukkah, but eating mechitzas on a kosher lake, and they're not going to be good. But in the case that the Ritva is talking about, where the guy doesn't even have a clue. I mean, he has a clue because he read the science book, this thing called the continental shelf. But your average guy does not even aware. Forget that he can't see the mechitzas. He's not even aware they exist. Nobody views themselves. A normal person doesn't say, I'm indoors right now. Why? I'm surrounded by the continental shelf. Shugana talks like that. So it says, well, a mechitza that you're not only is not visible, but not even aware of, that's not a mechitza legamre. That's for sure, even in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Hagdara of the Ritva. So we have really a machlekes of Rishonim now as to, do we accept any difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Sukkah? So we saw yesterday at the Ramban, with Reb Chaim's beer, that there's really no difference. But even Mechitza at the Karz Lake was not a split between Shabbos and Sukkah by any stretch of the imagination. We have the Ritva and the Ran who are developing a split. But even within the world of those Rishonim, that there is no din of mechitza nikaris and Hilchos Shabbos, it's not 100% true. You just have to revamp and tweak a little bit what the definition of nikaris is. But if you take a look at the eighth in the Maamar Kavos, you'll see another extreme in Rishonim, that there are Rishonim who seem to disagree with this last akud of the Ritva on their own. The Rishonim seem to say that any and every mechitza is good in Shabbos, whether you see it, whether you don't see it. Whether you know it's there, whether you don't know it's there. There is no such thing as the Ritva, the Ritva coined the term Ein Adam Ro Atzel B'Soch Mechitzas. That concept doesn't exist. That was made up by the Ritva. The Rishonim will hold that there never was, never is, never will be any degree of Heker that's necessary in terms of any Risha who denies that principle of Heker. It has to deal with the same challenge that the Ra'ah dealt with, namely, so why isn't the whole world Rishon Sayochid? So you have to come up with another creative answer to that question. But any Rishon who's bothered with the question and is searching for an alternate answer clearly is not buying into the significance to the necessity of Mechitzas HaNikaris in any shape or form of Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rishon I'm referring to is Tosfos. So if we take a look at the eighth of the Maamar Kavos, tells us the same question that the Ra'ah just finished asking, the Tema. The Rabbanan Kol Eretz Yisrael to Asur Shesayachad, they saw with the Tzur, Mizgad the God, they above and not with the Geles. So, Fred Tzur Kasha, what happened? What happened to the whole world? Why isn't the whole world with Shesayachad? So, let's skip down to two lines from the bottom of the Tzur. So, the end of the line, V'yesh Lemar. The Mechitza She'ena Asuya B'dei Adam, Lo Chashiva Mechitza Kulei Hai, V'afila Rabbanan Modu the Asur Rabbam V'atli Mechitza. Tzur just said a whole bombshell here. Kumsfeldstein says, the reason why the continental shelf is not considered to be a mechitza is because it's a mechitza asuya b'de adam. I'm sorry. It's mechitza ain't asuya b'de adam. I'm sorry. Most people didn't make the continental shelf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from Sheish Mebri. A mechitza means I build a wall. A mechitza means I take a piece of wood. That's mechitza. Mechitza that's nase b'de shemayim. Lo chashiva mechitza kulei hai. That's a second level, second tier mechitza. Now, truth to be told, Tosas never ever meant to say that a mechitza she'ena asuya b'dei adam is not a mechitza altogether. That's absurd. There are Gemaras and Erevin that say explicitly, we know you have mechitzas that asuya b'dei shemayim. That's clear. But what does Tosas mean kulei hai? So Tosas throws another principle at us. There is a famous machlekes atenoim and daf chavdeiz maseches Erevin. Principle called Osu Rabbim Vatli Mechitza. I have a Mechitza, and it's technically halachli a Mechitza. Just one small technical problem. There is a multitude of people who are walking and trespassing right through the Mechitza. The mom is barging right through the Mechitza. How could they walk through a brick wall? The answer is, well, it's not quite a brick wall. It's a halachic Mechitza. What made it a halachic Mechitza? So the original context, the Gemara is talking about those, remember back to the second paragraph of Erevin, Pasi Biros, a very, very unique kind of a Mechitza, which is just made up of corners, literally. I make a little corner over here and a corner over here and a corner here and a corner here and a big, big humongous breaches in the middle. A very, very unique sugya that appears in the second breath of the second Erevin. And it happens to be you have a whole multiple people walking through those Pasi B'Ros. Or as the Rishonim extend the principle to a Tzuras HaPesach. I have a Tzuras HaPesach. Happens to be that there are thousands of people walking underneath the Tzuras HaPesach. So that was a big machlokes that they know, and whether we apply the principle called Osi Rabim Do you say that the whole goal of a mechitza is to prevent the rab? That's what mechitza means. Mechitza means you're closing off the area. So if you have a mechitza that is not doing the trick, that people are just barging right through it, so that undermines the very status of the mechitza itself. Or no, it's not true. Lo asiram about the mechitza. There is no such principle. That is a very, very loaded question, because that question may or may not invalidate the many, many Irvin, a principle called asiram about the mechitza. So comes Tosfos and says as follows. Even according to those Tanoim, the view of the Chachamim, who say there is no such principle of asiram about the mechitza, that's if you're dealing with a very, very good top-tier mechitza, such as mechitza nasa bidei adam. But if you're only dealing with a natural body mechitza, which is anyway, it's a shvacha mechitza. So on a shvacha mechitza, the category number two type of mechitza, so then even the Chachamim would concede that asirav amat lemechitza. Says Tosfos, that's the reason why the whole world is not Rishis HaYochid. Because the mechitzas that surround the ocean drops, those are mechitzas asus b'dei shemayim, and you have a problem of asiram v'al mechitzah. There are boats that go over those mechitzas. People are traveling over those mechitzas, and therefore, it would fall short. It wouldn't qualify as an acceptable mechitzah. So this is a very, very difficult tosis. Again, we're not learning this tosis right now, b'arichos. It's a very, very difficult tosis. Because the Chora Tosis is applying a principle we call, and Shia, the Bacham will always appreciate this, it's one of our famous math inequalities. It's called 0 + 0 doesn't equal 1. When very often in life, so we say a svara. The svara is a terrible svara. It's totally illogical. Okay, it's right, but then I throw in another svara. The second svara is worse than the first svara. So I say like this, well, if you combine the two, so then it's probably right. It's nonsense. You combine two things that are nonsense. Nonsense plus nonsense equals nonsense. And we, I think we're living through a time of that, where you have a little nonsense added together with some more nonsense, and you get a lot of nonsense. So just because something has, just because you give 100 reasons for something, right, to have a whole piece of nonsense. So we'll leave out all the details as everyone can plug in their own minds what I'm referring to. Okay. So I'm referring to multiple things. So whatever you say is either right or wrong or nonsense. So back to our story. So comes Tosfos and says, a mechitza she'ein asu b'dei adam is not a great mechitza. It's not such a great mechitza. Not such a good mechitza. But the mindset works. At the end of the day, mechitza she'ein asu b'dei adam is a valid mechitza. So Tosfos said, well, the mechitza she'ein asu b'dei adam is not so great. And then do we really accept asiram v'al mechitza? No. So Tosfos said, but if you combine half-baked mechitza with a half-baked asirabim, so then you have a problem. It's a very, very difficult tosis conceptually, because you're combining two different factors where neither one of them is compelling, and they combine together, hocus pocus, to create a problem with deraisa. This is not a game. It's not a derabon. It's not a tachanas chum. This is a deraisa. The tosis is saying that we have rishus harabim deraisa bismanazeh, because the walls of the continental drops and the shelves where they are not going to work because of these two combined factors of neither one of them we really understand how the two combine together. So I had some in a Dvarim of this Taisus. The one thing you see from Taisus did not go down the root of the Ritvan or Ah. Taisus held that in Ilchus Shabbos there's no need for Mechitza Nikaras. Legamre. Hakol Vikok. So Rabbi Sai, let's get back to the Sukkah Shadow, because we're really the real goal of what we're trying to understand is this difference between Ilchus Sukkah and Ilchus Shabbos. So we saw a group of Rishonim who were really, really convinced that there are different standards of mechitzas that was brought by the Ran and that was reiterated by the Ritvan, by the Ra'ah. On the other hand, we saw the Ramban, who didn't buy into that svar altogether. But I want to try to understand in Lomdus, conceptually, why there should be such a distinction. How could it be that all these Rishonim are telling us that there are differences? What's the Lomdus? Isn't there one basic halacha, one basic definition of what's called the mechitza? What mehechit teisei, there should be a difference. So I saw the riyas of the Ran. I got the riyas, but I want to understand conceptually why this should be so. So let's look for a moment at the two cases that the Ran gave us, which illustrate this distinction between Shabbos and Sukkah. One was the fact that Tirus HaPesach for sure works for Shabbos, but falls short in terms of a Sukkah. And number two, the fact that mechitzas she'en nikaras, mechitzas she'en nikaras works for Shabbos and doesn't work for Sukkah. What is the common denominator between these two? When the Ran originally brought his raya from mechitzas she'en nikaras, which was such a controversial raya and got us so sidetracked with Rambans and Taisim and Maiselach, At the end of the day, the goal of the Ran was simply to show you that there are different standards, or is there something deeper than that? It's not just there are different standards, but almost the engine that's driving the difference vis-a-vis Mechita Sheni Karos is the same engine that's driving the difference vis-a-vis Tirsa Pesach. It is not just coincidental. Told you, go, by the way, by golly, there's a difference in Ruchos Tirsa Pesach and there's a difference in Ruchos Mechita Sheni Karos. It could be that both of these halachas are really revolving around the same basic principle. But of course, the question is, what is that principle? What is it? What is the nekuda here that's causing this split between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sukkah? So there is a beer of the Brisker Rav, not about this part of the sugya, about a different angle, different aspect of Hilchos Sukkah, where the Brisker Rav highlights, based on the Gemara in the first Bechem Masechet Sukkah, in classic Brisker style, that the dinim that govern Hilchos Sukkah, that there are certain halachas you require mechitzas in Hilchos Sukkah. One of the halachas of mechitzas, one of the ABCs of mechitza, is that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. That's like not negotiable. The only thing that's negotiable is what's the source of that din, that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. So it's actually mechlekes atanoim, the first prepper of Sechus Sukkah. One time it says that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. You know what the source is? Kach nemar halacha mashu mesinam. Don't ask any kashas. Mechitzas, chatzitzin, mechitzin, shiurin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, nemar halacha mashu mesinai. So according to one time in the Gemara, that the source of 10 tefachim is pure halacha mesinai, and if you're going to spend your time and wasting your time trying to find the source in Tosha B'chsav, your mamish bittelsman, according to one Tana. And the other Tana says no, that the shiur of 10 tefachim can be reconstructed from Tosha B'chsav. There is a source within the Tosha B'chsav itself. Maybe you and I wouldn't have figured it out on our own, but if you really truly understand Tosha B'chsav properly, you will be able to come to a conclusion yourself. What's the source? A very, very complicated source. The Torah uses the word sochachin b'chanfehen, the term schach, sukkah, concerning the kruvim, v'yu ha-kruvim sochachin b'chanfehen l'kapayres. Gemara makes a whole calculation as to how tall the kruvim were in terms of being sochach on the aron. Was it six tefachim, three tefachim, one tefach, ten tefach, a whole chagadja. It comes out that the shear of schacha, the shear of the doifin for the sukkah to be supported, to be a schach support on top of it, has to be 10 tefachim. So a fascinating machlekes and tanoim, what's the source of the 10 tefachim? Everyone agrees with their raisa. Nobody ever since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu on ever said that a sukkah could be anything less than 10 tefachim. Whether it's absolute pure halach mashini with no source of Tosh Mechsav, or whether it can be reconstructed Tosh Mechsav, is subject to machlekes and tanoim. That din, that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim, that is not only true vis-a-vis Sukkah, it is obviously true vis-a-vis Shabbos as well. The Gemara says that Beferish, it's a Mishnah, the Gemara Mishnah says that Beferish in the second first part of Erevin. Everybody, ever learned anything in Erevin, if you're already halfway through Erevin and you haven't bumped into the fact that it has 10 tefachim, then you missed something in the Masechta. So of course the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim with Shabbos. How do you know it has to be 10 tefachim with Shabbos? What's the source for that? So the Chora, you hold that the Shir is Halacha Moshe Sinai. So then the Shia was said, Bein le'inyan Shabbos, Bein le'inyan Sukkah. If you hold that the Shia is based on some kind of a drasha about Sukkah, then the Chori have to say that it's almost like a Mematzinu kind of a thing, that just as the Torah says that 10 Tefachim is the Shia for Hilchas Sukkah, so too the Shia must be the same for the Shabbos, some kind of a Din Derai, some kind of extrapolation, something along those lines. So whatever it is, Kliyam le'Pligi, that the baseline definition of Hilchas Mechitza is 10 Tefachim. Says the Brisker Rav, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, this din of 10 tefachim is a din in Hilchas Mechitza Shabbat. The etzem de Mechitza. A sukkah has to have three mechitzas, three defarnas to it. Shtayim kichos on a shusik lo tefach. In order to be Rishisa Yochid, it has to be surrounded by, according to most Rishisha, three walls, according to Rambam, sometimes four walls. There's a din of Hekef Mechitzas. So since the definition of Mechitza is 10 tefachim, that's a din in the Shir Mechitza Shabbat. It's like Moshel Madav and Doim. There are other dinim that govern Uchaz Mechitza. Let's say, for example, there's a din that Mechitza has to be Yechel Lama Bruch Metsuya. Mechitza has to be able to withstand the normal wind. So that's a Shir Uchaz Mechitza. The same way there's a Shir Mechitza Matzah, there's a Shir Vamikva, the Shir Hamashir, the Siman, we have to Shech to the animal, There's a shear as to the strength of the movement, the lack thereof, of the mechitza, what we call the mechitza. That's me, yichalam, yichalam, ibrochitzi. Says the Bishki Rabbi, if you look carefully at the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, you'll notice that there's another reason why a Sukkah requires ten tefach. There's a totally different reason why a Sukkah requires ten tefach. A Sukkah has to be Teishu Kein Taduru. And Teishu Kein Taduru, at least according to many, is not just the din of the mitzvah sagavra, what you have to do in a Sukkah. I have to do my sedirahs in a Sukkah. But Teishu Kein Taduru, according to many Rishayim, is in the Heftz as well, and the Biskirav is assuming this way, that the Sukkah has to be a Mokam Arui L'dira. And if it's felt in the Dira, if it's not royal L'dira, that's Nishkin Sukkah, it's not a Heftz of the Sukkah. So the Biskirav says that based on the Sukkah in the first Mechel Sech Sukkah, if you have a Sukkah that's less than 10 Tvachim, that's not a Mokam Arui L'dira. You can't possibly live in such a thing. Even if there wouldn't have been a Halach Marsini of 10 Tvachim, we still would have insisted that a sukkah less than 10 tefach would be possible. So a sukkah less than 10 tefach is possible because number one, it's not called a daif, it's not called a mechitza, and the din is shtayim kichos and afish lefil tefach. And number two, there's a din prati, not al tzuchas mechitzas, al tzuchas dira shibay, al tzuchas teishu kei to do, which is kevei the cheftzas to be a royim, makam royim dira. If it doesn't have 10 tefach, we can't live it. So the particular details of the Mishka Rav are about a sugi in the first pack of Sukkah about what would the din be if a person has a 10 tefachim Sukkah exactly, but some of this chach is hanging down. And it's banging into the airspace of 10 tefachim. The chach is basically situated above 10, but a little bit of chutzim yarid v'sach esara. So the Gemara says that if those chutzim, those little branches, little leaves that are hanging down, a chamsim rumitzilsa. They're a very, very small amount. The amount is, it's a minuscule amount of thickness of leaves that are coming into your airspace at 10 tefachim. Sukkah is kosher. Because basically, in Uchas Chach, whatever chamsim rumitzilsa is command alaysa, we just ignore it. The Gemara says, no, you can't ignore it so fast. Because idiris ruchihi, the Gemara says. If a little bit of the schach is protruding into the 10 tefachim, it's a idiris rucha. People don't live like that. You imagine you walk into a house and you bang your head every time you walk in. So what does that mean? So the Brisker Rav explains that if the only din would have been a din of a Shia Mechitza, so I would have said, I have a Shia Mechitza. Because technically, halachically, the schach doesn't start until it becomes Tzilsim or Mechamsa. Whenever there's more sunlight and shade of that particular part of schach, that's not called schach. So the schach begins when the Mechitza ends when the schach begins. So if you're going to tell me that the little drop that's protruding into the Sukkah is Chamsa or Mechitza, so it's basically Kamanda Leisa. So if it's not chalon and Hashem schach, so the nail of the mechitza keeps on going, and the mechitza is good enough for 10 tefachim. So what's the chisam? What's the psul? Teretz says it's not a psul as the shei mechitza. It's a psul as the dira shibai. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to walk into a sukkah and get hit by a branch. So even though it's a minuscule amount of branches that leaves that are protruding under the 10 tefachim mark, it's not enough to be mevatel the shei mechitza of 10 tefachim, but it is enough to throw out the question the dira shibai of the sukkah. That was the context of the Biskirav. So the Chayra, we can buy the Biskirav's Yisoid in 10 Tvachim and say, this is true by all of Hilchas Mechitzas that govern Sukkah. Whenever you're passing a Shaila on a Daifin of a Sukkah, you have to paskin two questions. You have to first paskin, is it a Mechitz or not? Does it meet the Halach Mash Sinai? Shiur Mechitz is Halach Mash Sinai. The details of Mechitz are for sure Halach Mash Sinai. Even the Tana that says that 10 Tvachim is a Pasuk, the Gemara says, even that Tan agrees that a lot of the intricacies of Mechitza is Halach Masina, the Dinim of Lovin and Gurasik and Daifin Akuma. Everyone agrees that Ruba the Ruba of Shabbos, Erev, and Dinim, most of those Dinim are Halach Moshe Masina. So comes the Halacha tells us, when you're passing up a Shaila, do I have a Daifin of a Sukkah? You have to firstly ask, do I have an objective 10 Tvachim Mechitza with Alechus Mechitzas? And then number two, is this mechitza serving a purpose of creating a makom dira? Now the answer to the first question is yes, but the answer to the second question is no. So you may have an acceptable mechitza for Shabbos purposes, but you don't have an acceptable mechitza for Sukkot purposes. And therein may lie the chisar and the chisar sepesach. Chisar pesach is a gewaldige mechitza in terms of pure lomdus. Kach nemer halach mashtini, pashat dvar me, is that chisar pesach is halach mashtini. That's the Pashta Dvar. We're going to question that in a moment. Pashta Dvar means it's part of the Halacha Marsini of Mechitzas. It's great, but when was the last time you lived in a house like that? You could save a lot of money on construction materials. Just put up four poles and throw some wires around there. It's going to get very chilly very quickly. And it's not going to protect you from the raccoons. You want to make sure that the doors are closed. The Tuz Pesachs are nice, but they're not going to accomplish the goal. The goal is to create a Makom Dira. Well, let's say you have Mechitza She'en Nikaros. So I'm sitting on top of a block of wood, and I have Schach suspended to 10 feet above my head. It's cute, but it's going to get awfully cold on top of this piece of wood. There are no walls here. What's protecting me? Where's the heck of Mechitzas? What do you mean there's the heck of Mechitzas? You don't believe in Gurasik. You don't believe that there's a mechitza on the sides of the walls of the block of wood. Halacha Marsina goes all the way out of the Shemayim. I believe in Teshi Ba'peh, but I'm a builder of a house, and if I hire a contract to build me a house, and he puts a block of wood and tells me you can move into the top of the wood because du hast good asik, I should get myself a different contract. So Makom Dira it's nisht. Mechitza, yeah, but the Dira nisht. Maybe one could argue that's what's going on in the Sukkah. Now, when the Ran identified two halachas that Sukkah and Shabbos part ways, it's not just a quirk. Oh, by the way, gee, by golly, Sukkah has a couple of chumras. No, the chumras emanate from the same nekuda that it's not enough just to simply create a halachi mechitza. You have to create it being a makom dira as well. I'm sorry, somebody had a question? Oh, it's a question. Okay. I give like Marshall, my David Daimah. Would anybody say the following? Maybe somebody would like to say it, but nobody would really say the following. Coming to shul, why do we need such a mechitza in shul for the men and the women, such as tall, high mechitza? Why don't we just make a Tzurza Pesach? Why not? What, you don't believe Tzurza Pesach? Tzurza Pesach, why not? The answer is, why is that silly? So the reason why it's silly is because everybody realizes that the goal of having a mechitza in shul is not just because you need a halachic mechitza. There's much more than that. There's obviously some agenda here we're trying to fulfill, trying to accomplish, not in a bad, but in a good way, some goal we're trying to attain. Now, whether that goal is to prevent gistaklos, whether the goal is to prevent schok v'kalas rosh, that's subject to a machlokes, and that machlokes is going to make all the difference in the world as to how high the mechitza has to be. If you hold that the whole goal of the mechitza is simply to prevent schok v'kalas rosh, so all you have to do is make it high enough that it's hard to have a conversation across the mechitza. If you hold that it's to prevent histaklos, it has to be as tall as the tallest person in the back of the mechitza. So that would be an important machlokes, the big machlokes that poskim halacha. But everyone agrees that you're not going to get away with Tirsa Pesach, because Tirsa Pesach can be a halachic mechitza tomorrow, but there's a goal that has to be attained. So too by Sukkah, according to the Brisker Rav Lomdus, you have to attain a goal, and that goal is going to fall short with both the mechitza of Tirsa Pesach as well as the mechitza of Mechitza She'en Nikaros. So up to now, we just gave one beer as to why Sukkah and Shabbos may part ways. Again, not all Rishonim agree they do part ways. Ramban held they're identical, but within the world of the Ra'on, the Ritva, and the Ran, the Sukkah and Shabbos part ways, we give one possible beer. But there's a second beer, and that's the beer that's presented by the Prima Godim. We take a look at the ninth of the Marmakomos. The Prima Godim has a startling suffix. Vida. Shani mesupak b'tirsa Pesach, yihava mechitza dvar teira, v'lechayev hazerik b'seichem en adzan kudesiv aleim tirsa Pesach. Says the Prima Godim, what would the din be in the following case? In the middle of the street, which is Ram Gomer, in the middle of the street, and I put up four poles, I throw wires all around the poles, and now somebody carries from the Rishus Rabbim into that enclosed area. Is he chayev skilana? Did he carry from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid? Now, our initial reaction is, of course, it's Rishus Yochid. After all, doesn't everybody know that Tirsa Pesach is a mechitza, right? Doesn't the Mishnah say that in Erev and Abay, Tirsa Pesach is a mechitza? Not so simple. Said the Prima Godim, I'm not sure whether Tirsa Pesach is really truly a mechitza mederaisa. Maybe the entire institution to Tirsa Pesach was made up by the Chacham. It was a din midrabanan. It was never a din deraisa in the first place. Vishtei Tirsa Pesach, no mokum for Tirsa Pesach deraisa. What do you mean? But the Gemara in Erevin is full of cases that the first mission Erevin talks about just the Pesach working. It says the people got them. You also learn Masechet Erevin once or twice. The people got them. He says, if you go through Masechet, you'll notice every place that Tzuras HaPesach appears, it's to solve a Derabon and Dika problem. Tzuras HaPesach, Mahadid Lahata Kamerlis, Upirti Yaisim Yaser. You find Tzuras HaPesach by Kamerlises. You find Tzuras HaPesach by breaks in the Chitz of 10 Amis. You find Tzuras HaPesach, the first mission of Masechet Erevin, by Mavi Sosums and Mavi Mefulishes, all cases that are never anywhere near Rishas Ram's their Isis. Maybe the Min HaTorah have a Mechitza. All these cases, Min HaTorah anyway good. Mishumachi manage Tzuras HaPesach. So people got to ask the fascinating Shaila, Mam Shemila nowhere. Wants to know, this concept of Tzuras HaPesach, is it a Deraistic concept, or is only made up with the Rabbanan? I challenge you, since people got to find me a case in Erevin, which is the best of works to solve a problem there, Isa. Says the Prima Gadol, I'm going to bring you a fascinating raya that maybe to us the best in fact do not work with their eyes. What's the raya? I ain't simon tofresh lamin. You know what that is? That's a chasukah. So if base the gimel, mashmas is the best chul lamahani lasukah. Boom. But we say, Vav, no, it's not in kudaisi mashmas after nich lamala kanalem, the lamahani. Says the Prima Gadol, I'm so good. Two Sebesach don't work for Sukkah, right? That was the Ran's first raya. Remember the first raya. Why do you need a Shlisha Filo Tefach? Anyway, you have a Two Sebesach there. Zaman for you see for me, Two Sebesach doesn't work with a Torah for a Sukkah. Why doesn't Two Sebesach work for a Sukkah in a Torah? You know why, says the people got them? Because Two Sebesach don't work in a Torah altogether. They don't exist on the level of their Isa. He says, he's not sure, but Tzarchi and Tulu. He doesn't know the answers. He's not sure. Not convinced. What a loaded statement of the Prima Gadol. The Chazanish thought it was not correct. He thought the Suffolk was not a correct Suffolk. Chazanish thought, what do you mean? Tzuras HaPesach are not deraisa. Obviously they're deraisa. They're part of the Halacha Moshe Messina of Mechitzas. We have no reason to believe only with the Rabban. Hechadeis, they were made up by the Chacham. Why did the Chacham make up Tzuras HaPesach for? What are they, just to make life easy for us to make Erevin with telephone balls? Why did they make up Tzuras HaPesach for? Of course Tzuras HaPesach's work with a Torah. The Hilgi Prima Gadol was not so sure. Prima Gadol was 150 years before the Chazanish. He was not so sure that there's such a thing called the Tzuras HaPesach with their Isa. If Tzuras HaPesach don't really work on a level of their Isa ever, Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumrah, it's not a great surprise that they don't work in Sukkah. Not because there's some their Isa, they can chiluk between Sukkah and Shabbos. Very simple. They don't work in Shabbos either in their Isa. So Sukkah, which is a mitzvah deraisa, for Sukkah indeed stands the mechitzas min haTorah. If you're going to tell me that Tzuras HaPesach is nishkein mechitzah, it falls short mit deraisa being a mechitzah, then obviously it's not going to work. That's an entirely different angle coming from left field. Why Shabbos and Sukkah part ways? Again, now we have three possibilities. We have some rishonim such as the Ramban who say Shabbos and Sukkah do not part ways. They're the same. Mechitzas nikaros, it's all the same. Meikra din, whatever's mechitzah. Then we had a whole group of Rishonim, the Ran, the Ra'o, and the Ritva was saying, no, Shabbos and Sukkah part ways. What's the Bira Adavah why they part ways? So we had our razzle-dazzle Sukkah Tavid the Biskarov, because in Sukkah, in addition to the objective standard din of Shem Mechitza, you require a Macham Dira, and Tzuras HaPesach fall short. And now we have the Bira of the Prima Gadim, and now the reason why they part ways is not because Shabbos and Sukkah part ways. Their Isis, the Rabbanans part ways. Shabbos is usually the Rabbanans, because those are mavois, that kind of stuff, carmelises, things that are not real deraisas anyway. But any and every Shabbat deraisa, baby Shabbos, baby Sukkah, just the best of not going to work. But the this is a big problem. There's a huge problem to speak about them. Because it seems to be against the Farish Gemara. We said we're going to challenge the Prima Gadol 105 Blan and Erevin, 157 Blan and Shabbos. Find me a Gemara that says it's just the best of work with a Torah. There is a Gemara. It's on the 10th Gemara of Kermis. Erevin Yid Alf Manalf. Dama Rabba of Adam Rabbi Yitzchak. Maisev Yad HaMecha Bebikas Beis Chorsum. Shenotz Arba Kundesin Be'arba Pinas Asoda. There's a fellow who stuck four poles in four corners. U'mosach Zemeir Alem. And then he ran a branch or something. Around or a vine or a branch over the poles. U'bamais Lefdechachom. And he came to ask the Rabbanim. What was he asking the Rabbanim? He was asking the Rabbanim. Shanachos Kilayim. He was a farmer. He had grapes on one side of the field, and he had grain on the other side of the field. And he wanted to make a mechitza, but he wasn't particularly interested in building a brick wall. So he made this makeshift Tusa Pesach, and he surrounded the small area that he wanted to plant his grapes with. So he surrounded them with four Tusa Pesachs. And he asked the Rabbanim, is that good? V'itirla didin kelayim. The Gemara says, they said, it's okay, it's fine. So I don't understand. Kelayim is not a din deraisa? Of course it's a din deraisa. It's an issa deraisa of kelayim. You're not allowed to plant. Chitasar, v'chartzen, wheat, barley, grapes, all in the same place, unless there's a halachic separation between them. And a halachic separation has to be mechitza. And you want to tell me that a Tusa Pesach works? The Gemara says, B'feish Tusa Pesach works. So if Tusa Pesach works, so then it works with deraisa. How can the people go to Mepa Sofik? No, Tony didn't do about it. Never heard of Tusa Pesach with deraisa. And that's the reason why it doesn't work for Sukkah. What about people? But it's not true. It works for Kilayim. It's not a rabbi that works with deraisa. So basically what the Acharonim explain is that the goal of a mechitza for Hilchos Kilayim is a different kind of a mechitza than for Shabbos and for Sukkah. There's a difference between a mechitza hamafsekes in contrast to a mechitza hamakefes. Mechitza hamafsekes means sometimes Allah requires a mechitza simply to separate between two things. At other times, Allah requires a mechitza to surround you, to encircle you. It's a different role of a mechitza. Everybody agrees that, of course, Tusa Pesach works to be a davar hamafsek. When we say that Tusa Pesach was only a dirabon, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist in a Torah. Of course it exists in a Torah. It exists in a Torah, Nuchas Kilayim. Because the goal of a mechitza Nuchas Kilayim is simply to serve as a davar hamafsek. So to accomplish the goal of being a mechitza hamafsekes, that for sure works in a Torah. But the Prima Golem wasn't sure about is, can Tusa Pesach work with a Torah to be a mechitza hamakefes, to surround you, if and when the law you be surrounded? When does the halacha require you to be surrounded? In Hilchos Shabbos, to qualify as a Rishus HaYochid, you have to be surrounded. Or in Hilchos Sukkah, in order to be sitting in the Sukkah Shtan, you have to be surrounded by the mechitzas. So for mechitza, to be a davar hamakif, now we have no suas that just the Pesach works in the Torah. So we breathe a sigh of relief for the Prima Gadim. The Gemara from Kilayim, the Gemara and Aaron about Kilayim is not necessarily a raya brew against the Prima Gadim. So it's still possible, the two different biurim, as to why we should split between Shabbos and Sukkah. Either we should split between Shabbos and Sukkah because of the added component of Hilchas Dira, Teshuva Keita Dura requires it, or maybe we split between Shabbos and Sukkah because we're splitting within Shabbos Gufa, that when we say Tusa Pesach works for Shabbos, then the Torah really only works, it doesn't really work for anything, it's a real deraisa problem. So Rabbi Sai, we really have three different approaches now in the Rishonim, when the Gedolei Acharonim view in the Rishonim, what a take is in this general question, just how much we equate the standards of Mechitzas for Shabbos and Sukkah. We have one group of Rishonim who are differentiating, either based on the Dira issue or based on the Raisa the Rabban issue. Then we have other Rishonim who say they're the same. We saw the Ramban said the whole thing is not true. The Ramban said the whole Raya the Ran brought from Mechit Sheni Karas is partially not true. And guess what? The Ran who started off the Sugi by telling us, that's a Milsa de Pshit Adbir, Rebbe the Ran started off by telling us, he has no qualms, no doubts, no hesitation, that Tusa Pesach does not work min HaTorah for a Sukkah. Not everyone agrees to that, Ron. If you take a look at the 11th of the Ramakom, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, V'kevah the Havalei Tzuris HaPesach, V'derayis HaSagi LeBachi. Says the Rosh, you want to build a Sukkah with the Tzuris HaPesachs? There's something you can do that. V'kevah Mokom Tzuris HaPesach, Hashem K'mechitza. Says the Rosh, V'enochi Nami Metar, it's good. And if and when you decide to build that third wall with the Tzuris HaPesach, then you don't really need a tefach. You can build an entire sukkah with deraisa, simply putting up a couple of poles and throwing some string over it. The same way you can create, we should say, yachad deraisa, you can create sukkahs deraisa as well. So the Rosh is the same league as the Ramban, the same team as the Ramban, that at the end of the day, there really is no difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. But the Rabbanon, for whatever reason, they didn't want you to make this a Pesach, I don't know, I'm not sure why. But on a pure level of deraisa, if it's a mechitza, that was a lush and a rush, the bechol mokom to the pesach chashiv kibichitza, the natoira to the pesach, the dina kibichitza, gmur, the chodavar, It's good for Erevin. It's good for Sukkah as well. So at the end of the day, we have really halfway through the sugya, two out of four shurim, halfway through the sugya, we have a fundamental question: are the standards of mechitzas the same for Shabbos and Sukkah, or are they different? We have machlekes and rishonim about it. Machlekes and rishonim plays out in terms of hilchos tirus haPesach. It plays out in terms of mechitzas shenikaros. Within the rishonim, we'll split between the two. Either the split is based on the dimension of dira, or the split is based on the fact that the whole tirus haPesach anyway is not really a dimin haTorah. We have three different mahalchim in the Gedolei Rishon. Hopefully, that's tomorrow. We're going to pick up again with the Ran, but the Ran now takes his whole mahalach, his whole yisoid, and he was the biggest believer that the best don't work midaraisa. I'm going to show you what some of the ramifications of that statement are. When you construct the sukkah and you think that you're going to be home free because of Michal Tzur, you may be a little bit disappointed. So hopefully tomorrow we're going to pick up from the Mamakom number 13, where the Ran takes everything he said and that takes it to the next level in terms of actual constructing a certain application of the Shas Tzur Sabesach into the Tzur. Okay? Shavuot, good night, good night, everyone. Hopefully, we'll see.